Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Heimat is the German word for home, for homeland and fatherland, with just a hint of blood and soil. It's also the name of a particular post-war film genre. Back with strong American encouragement, Heimat helped Germans forget their current economic troubles and troublesome past and look blithely forward towards a better tomorrow. Heimat films were popular and made in southern Germany and popular in Bavaria, Austria, and Switzerland, depicting traditional small towns filled with girls and blonde pigtails. Heimat films are having a comeback in current Germany, perhaps in response to conservative governments and feelings of turmoil and insecurity. They concentrate on a mixture of traditional, homogeneous, small-town Germany, so-called authentic culture, and a longing for a simpler past. Toronto's Goethe Films, Heimat Now, is a series running until March 14th, showing these Heimat films in Toronto. This week, I'm looking at movies about home. There's a comedy about a man whose accordion leads him to Zydeco, and an animated feature about a woman whose poems lead her to Shiraz. Schulze Gets the Blues, written and directed by Michael Shore. Schulze, played by Horst Krause, is a miner in a small town in Germany. This town is so small that the radio traffic report is just a long pause. The village is dominated by a railroad crossing, a motocross track, and an enormous slag pile expelled from the mine where Schulze works with his two friends named Jürgen and Manfred. But when the three of them retire, they suddenly find themselves with nothing to do. Chess games end in fights, and trips to the local pub means just looking at the same old faces over and over. At least Schulze has his garden gnomes and his trusty accordion to keep him company. Like his father before him, he's been entertaining townsfolk with his polkas for two generations. They're even planning on sending a cultural emissary to its twin city in Texas. Nothing ever changes there until one day, out of nowhere, he's listening to the radio and he hears accordion music that isn't quite right. It's not what he's used to. It disturbs him. It's not a polka. It's faster, jumpier, and catcher. What is this Amerikanische Musik? It has entered Schulze's brain and will not go away. Locals listen in horror and shout the N-word at him when he plays it. So Schulze finally sets off for the swamps and bayous in search of Zydeco. And he finds the people in small town Texas are a whole lot like the ones he left back home in Germany. Schulze Gets the Blues is a simple, endearing comedy about a big-bellied man in an old-school hat who's looking for meaning in music. Okay, I have to admit, watching this movie felt at first like watching paint dry or maybe grass grow. I guess I'm a city boy, used to a faster pace in my movies. But once I adjusted to the slower, much slower, small-town rhythm, I found it was funnier, more fascinating, almost profound. I ended up liking this movie. Window Horses, written and directed by Anne-Marie Fleming. Rosie Ming, with the voice of Sandra Oh, is a young woman with pigtails who lives in Vancouver but dreams of Paris. Her mom died and her dad abandoned her when she was just a little girl, so now she lives with her kind but overprotective grandparents. She works in a fast food joint and loves poetry, berets, and the romance of far-off France. She writes down the words that come to her as she strums at her guitar in her bedroom, and later she publishes a collection of these poems at a Vanity Press. But imagine her surprise when she's invited to a poetry festival far, far away, not in Paris, France, but in Shiraz, Iran. With her grandparents' consent, she arrives there, a Chinese-looking Canadian woman dressed in a black chador. That's the most conservative type of Iranian dress, a combination black hijab and a full-length, full-sleeve gown. At the poetry festival, she feels out of place. Iran is a land of poetry, and Shiraz is its poetic capital. At poetry slams, she tries to understand what she hears, but the poems are in Farsi, German, even Chinese, and they evade her. She just likes the sound of the words. But gradually, she meets people who have heard of her through her father. And it turns out, far from abandoning her, she discovers her dad was forced to leave her and kept away from her by outside forces. Not only that, but he was Iranian, he loved poetry, and he even lived in Shiraz at one point. His story and its connection to Rosie May is gradually revealed through the music, the poetry, and the people who seek her out. But will she ever discover the truth about her Iranian father and heritage? Window Horses is a visually and musically beautiful movie portraying a naive Canadian woman exposed to a colorful and culturally rich country. This is an animated film, a cartoon with simple drawings. Rosie is a stick figure with two lines for eyes who almost disappears in her chador. Other people have faces decorated with oblong jowls and curlicue eyes. Animation shifts from traditional two-dimensional figures to sepia-toned 3D frescoes. The voices come from Sandra Oh as Rosie, with Don McKellar, Ellen Page, and others. I like this movie a lot. Window Horses opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Schulze Gets the Blues is playing as part of the Heimat Now series at the Goethe Institute. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.